Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Dade County residents will have two opportunities today to comment on the county's proposed 2026 property tax millage rate. Commissioners will hold public hearings today at 11 this morning and again at 6 this evening. Those in the commissioners' public meeting room at the Dade County Admin Building. The county is proposing to keep the unincorporated millage rate at 7.5 mils, the same as last year. However, because of the growth in the tax digest, the county is projected to collect additional property tax revenue. The county's combined net maintenance and operations taxes are projected at about $5.68 million. That's an increase of $318,500 or 5.94% from last year. Following today's hearings, commissioners are scheduled to set the final millage rate next Thursday, the 20th, at 4:30 p.m. Rock City Enterprises is pushing back against concerns surrounding its proposed gondola on Lookout Mountain, saying the project remains in the planning stages and the company is committed to transparency. An opposition group has raised concerns involving property rights, traffic, infrastructure, finances, environmental impact, and safety. Rock City says the proposed gondola corridor would remain entirely on company-owned property and would not cross private residential property or municipal land. The gondola would carry visitors from the base of Lookout Mountain to Rock City at the top. Company officials say the project could reduce vehicle traffic on mountain roads, including Ox Highway. Rock City says traffic studies indicate additional traffic near the lower station could be addressed through turn lanes and other improvements. Some nearby residents remain opposed, citing concerns about additional traffic, noise, and the project's impact on the mountain. A vote by the City of Lookout Mountain on a zoning amendment is expected in the coming weeks. Rock City says the gondola remains conceptual until the city acts on the zoning request. Volkswagen could be looking to add a pickup truck to its U.S. lineup, potentially creating a new opportunity for the company's Chattanooga manufacturing plant. Reuters reports Volkswagen wants to introduce its first pickup in the U.S. before the end of the decade, with plans for the vehicle to be built in the U.S. Volkswagen is reportedly considering whether to develop the truck independently or partner with another automaker, with a decision expected soon. The Chattanooga plant currently produces the Atlas and the Atlas Cross Sport, while production of the electric ID4 was discontinued earlier this year following changes to federal electric vehicle incentives. Volkswagen has not announced where the proposed pickup would actually be manufactured, and no decision involving Chattanooga has been confirmed. Pickup trucks remain one of the strongest segments of the U.S. vehicle market, accounting for 20% of vehicle sales last year. The Braves are off tonight. They'll be back in action at Truist Park in a three-game weekend homestand against the Arizona Diamondbacks. First game is tomorrow evening, 7:15 first pitch. 6 o'clock is airtime for the Ford leadoff show. Dade County Wolverine football is back, too. You'll hear live action Saturday night here on Classic Hits KWIN as the Wolverines cross the state line to take on Chattanooga Prep at Finley Stadium in Chattanooga. That live coverage starts at 6:15 Saturday night, the kickoff at 6:30. Fans headed to the game are encouraged to wear the maroon and gold, with admission at $10. And then following the Dade County game, we'll join up with the Braves and Arizona Diamondbacks game in progress. Dade County and Chattanooga Prep Saturday night live here on KWIN. Get the latest news anytime, up to date 24/7 at discoverdade.com. Right here on the radio anytime during the day at 101.3, 104.3, and 106.1 FM and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.